You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
In the fall of 2013, Gary Temple Bodley began channeling a group of non-physical teachers known as Joshua. Soon thereafter, Joshua asked Gary to start writing. They have since produced 4 books and answered hundreds of questions in written form. In the spring of 2016, on the Law of Attraction cruise, Gary underwent hypnosis and Joshua spoke through him for the first time. Since that time, Gary has been practicing channeling Joshua verbally in live weekly calls with one-on-one students. These Joshua calls are now available to those of you joining us on the Leading Edge of Thought. This is the expansion of the Law of Attraction. This is Joshua Live. We're thrilled you're here.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us in Joshua Live. I'm your host, Gary Temple Bodley. In today's episode, Joshua talks all about the stream of consciousness based in love. You are eternally linked to this stream of consciousness. The stream of consciousness of infinite intelligence is always flowing through you. Whenever you receive a good idea, a fun thought, that's that stream of consciousness. And it means that you're in alignment, because when you're in alignment, you have total access to that stream of consciousness. The only time you don't have access is when you're in fear or think something's wrong or worried about something in the future, regretting something in the past. In that case, you're more hooked up to the stream of consciousness based in fear. And that stream of consciousness now overrides or overpowers the source consciousness coming through you. And so Joshua talks about how to maintain your alignment so you're connected more to source consciousness and really the value of these thoughts that are flowing through you. So enjoy this episode. Also, please remember to like and subscribe and review this podcast and share it with your friends on Facebook. Put the word out there. Talk to people about it. The more people that listen to this, the more we move the consciousness of the planet from fear to love and all the wonderful things that happen with that. So thanks again for being here and enjoy the show. We are thrilled to be here.
We're thrilled to have
Joshua.
Thank you.
Hi, Joshua. There's a stream of information. This stream of information is always flowing. It's always flowing. It's always coming to humanity. It's always coming to you. But what comes through to you individually, and it's not really as if you're an individual, but you perceive yourself to be an individual, but what's coming to you will allow you to have the most impact, because what's coming to you is for you directly and for you to act on. And if you act on the inspiration that's coming to you or the information that's coming or the good feelings or the great ideas, whatever it's coming through you from the stream of consciousness of source or your inner self, from the stream of consciousness of love, this love sense, this love power that's always coming through you, always connected to you. You are never, ever, ever disconnected from it. Sometimes you are in fear. Sometimes you are feeling bad, thinking about things that are wrong, wishing things were different, perceiving yourself as a victim, perceiving that the environment is malevolent, and you don't quite hear or understand the information coming through from source because it's competing with the information or the urges or the negative feedback that you are hooked into when you're not feeling good. And that's the stream of consciousness based in lack. So if you understand that you, as you exist, where you are at this time, are receptive to ideas, ideas that only you can act on. No one else in the world can act on them. And ideas that only you can get, because you have a certain set of intentions that you came forward with. You have a certain idea, a pre-birth idea of what you wanted to explore in this life. You have certain special and unique talents, attributes, and abilities that no other human has. You see, all humans are unique. And so each human is receiving these inspired ideas. And if each human would act on these inspired ideas, everything would rapidly expand, rapidly change, rapidly improve. And you can see that it is improving, that life is improving. If you tend to be in a little bit of fear by what's capturing your attention in this year, well, from your perspective, it might seem like there's a lot going on and it's unwanted. You can't see the whole picture because it's leading to something else. It's leading to something more. But overall, the way that you live, the way you exist in this physical reality at this time and date and place is so much better than it ever has been before. And if you realize that everything is moving towards improvement all the time, everything is moving from fear towards love. And as you exist in more love yourself specifically, as you are able to receive inspiration, as you're able to do the actions that you're inspired to take, every time you're able to push past fear, you move the entire humanity forward. It's not just you. It's not just those around you. It's not just those that you have immediate impact on. It's also the entire consciousness of humanity. When you take a step forward, when you move past your fear, when you receive an inspired idea, when you do something that is of service to someone else or to others, you magically move the entire consciousness of humanity towards more love. And the more of you who are doing that, whether you're on this call right now or listening to this call at a later date, the more that you do it, the more that others like you do it, the more that you attract others to the possibility of improved situations, of improved love, it gains momentum. And this momentum is very, very powerful. And you may have seen by now that we have given you an assignment this week to practice this momentum. And when you practice momentum towards that which you truly are and that which you truly desire, you gain more power and the universe lines up with you even more. And as you move through experiences and expand and gain some confidence and are able to process limiting beliefs and to push past your fear, you are receptive to more and more and more inspired ideas. And eventually, hopefully, wonderfully, you'll become the path of least resistance. And the path of least resistance will take that information, take the action, and then they're done. And wait for more inspiration, take that action, and then they're done. They're not attached to any outcome. They're not using their imagination to see where this thing goes. They're simply acting in the moment. Acting in the moment. In the moment is where all your power is. The inspiration comes in the moment. The timing of that inspiration is divine. The action that you can take in that moment. Stop what you're doing. Take this action. Don't worry about where it's going. Don't worry about what it means about you. Just take the action. And if you can take the action, we promise you, your life will be more magnificent than anything you could imagine. And with that, we'd love to talk to you about anything you'd like to talk about. Who would like to start?
Hi, Joshua. This is Rechna.
Hi, Rechna.
Hi. My question is, what is the most gentlest thing we can do for ourselves on a daily basis?
You can forgive yourself.
Forgive?
You have thought that possibly you might have said something wrong or done something wrong or have some regret. And everything you've ever done, every single action you've ever taken, every decision you've ever made was perfect. Why? Because each of those decisions led you on a course, and that course led you to where you are now. And where you are now is the perfect place to be. Because from this moment forward, with the knowledge that you're receiving, with the ideas that we're bringing you, that other people will be bringing you, and that will be coming from your inner self, from there you can go in any direction you want. You are absolutely free, absolutely abundant. You've had enough experiences now to figure out what you like and what you don't like. And you can now focus on what you prefer, and you can reframe anything that you ever thought was wrong, including anything you've ever done, said, or regretted in the past. You are perfect as you are. That's the gentlest thing you can do. You can understand your divinity. You can realize who you truly are. You can give up this notion that you're just an individual, isolated human living in a malevolent planet, trying to protect themselves, trying to get what they think they need. And you can realize that this is not who you are. This is the illusion. The illusion is wonderful because it allows you to play around and to pretend this is all real and to have real visceral experiences. But the truth underlying all of this is that you are source. You are all source. And together you are all source. And you are not separated. You're not separated from anything. You don't feel it. You'll feel it in the non-physical one day. you don't feel it down. And so you'll have to use your imagination. You'll have to think about who you truly are, why you're here, why you lived that life, why you were born to those parents, why you had that childhood, why you adopted the limiting beliefs, why you had all the experiences that you've had, and how they led you here. How they led you here. Because here is where you wanted to be. You wanted to be here now, and you arrived. You arrived at the right point, the right place, the right timing for you. Everything's working out perfectly. You'll see it. You'll see it as you go forward. But at this point in time, you're going to have to imagine it. You're going to have a little faith.
So you say forgive yourself, but my momentum is actually in the very opposite direction at 100 miles an hour, where I'm just self-flagellating myself emotionally, psychically, mentally. So naturally, I can't switch immediately to the other direction.
Exactly.
So what could be the teeniest, tiniest little step I could take today to slow down my momentum that's self-flagellation?
If you could understand that idea of forgiveness and how simple that is. So you think that you are being tough on yourself. And really all you're doing is not feeling too good. And you're in a stream of consciousness that's based in fear. You see, all thoughts that humans have ever thought still exist. And if you can imagine the billions and billions and billions of humans that have existed, and all the thoughts that they thought, well, some of them were based in love, and some of them were hopeful, and some of them were feeling good at times, but there was a lot of fear in there. And so the stream of consciousness that you can connect to as a human when you're not feeling good is mostly fear-based. And it will bring up urges to change the conditions. And if you have a belief system that's highly limited, that says, I must improve. I must always be good. I must have other people appreciate me. I must fit in. If you have that kind of belief system, as opposed to one that says, I am perfect as I am. I am source. I am doing everything I need to be doing. Everything is always working out for me. Do you see the two different belief systems? The previous belief system is more limited. And this is the system that most humans do not look at. They just take for granted that this is what they're thinking, and this is just the thoughts that are coming to them, and their beliefs are what they are, and there's nothing they can do about them. The opposite is true. Beliefs that are limiting are always false. And therefore, you can do the work to prove that they're false. So when you have a thought that is limiting, understand that you're simply not feeling very good, and you're tied into that stream of consciousness of fear and lack. And say to yourself, that's okay. It's fine. I'll forgive you. It's not a big deal. You're just not feeling so good right now. When you get to feeling better and better and better, you'll be less attracted to that stream of consciousness of lack. You'll be less likely to pull up urges to change the conditions. You'll be more likely to find your alignment. And in that stream of alignment that says to you, you are perfect. You are loved. You are good. You can do anything. You can be anything. You can have anything. You are limitless. Well, until you make a transition from the one stream to the other, that stream of consciousness of love is hard to hear. It's hard to hear because why? Because something in your past you regret that led you to where you are now, which you do not like. And you say to yourself, if only I had been different or made different choices or decisions in the past, I wouldn't be here now. From our perspective, you got exactly where you wanted to go. You are exactly where you wanted to go. There is no better place to be, and it's hard for you to see that right now. We understand. But if you could imagine that everything you think you want is based in the lack of what you think you need, you can realize that desires based in lack are never going to get you what you truly want. What you truly want is to feel good. What you truly want is to understand yourself. What you truly want is to be able to consciously alter your beliefs, move into alignment, receive inspiration, push past fear, and act on those inspired ideas to more fully discover who you truly are. what you are doing and what most humans are doing right now is simply wallowing around in a perception of reality based in victimhood. And in that, you are exploring, and exploration is wonderful. And you are expanding through your experiences, but you're expanding in suffering rather than in joy. And you're exploring who you're truly not rather than who you truly are. So the simplest, easiest thing to do is as soon as you get a resistance thought, say, it's okay. It's okay. I forgive myself for being here. This is, and I commend myself for finding this information and for wanting to change the way I feel. And very few people have done that. Very few people have done that. So commend yourself for how well you're doing now and forgive yourself for any negative thought and any ill feeling. The easiest thing is to start with forgiveness. Forgiveness of yourself, which is self-love. Forgiveness of others, which is expressing your love to others. And forgiveness to the conditions that you find yourself in, because it's your perception of reality that says these conditions are not optimal. And we promise you, from our perspective and from the perspective of your inner self and from Source and from all of your guides and supporters, your millions of guides and supporters who are with you at all times, where you are could not possibly be better. It could not possibly be better for this point in time. It's interesting to think about that. I have all these things that I think I don't like, you might say to yourself. And I want to fix them and change them and control them one thing at a time. And then I'll be happy. Once the conditions are good, then I'll be happy. But the conditions are perfect now so that you can find that happiness, or at least the level emotional playing field, neutrality, so that then you can start to create from the inside out. Create from love out. Everything is created from the inside out. Sure, there's a lot of momentum in the past, but you have just arrived to these teachings and these ideas. And within a very short time, you'll look back on this question and you'll say, wow, what a difference. What a difference I have made in how I see myself. Because you'll slow that momentum. Imagine it's like a huge tanker cargo ship cruising through the ocean. And someone's baseball cap falls off the side. It is hard to slow that tanker down because there's a lot of momentum and then turn it around. But it can be done, and it will be done. And you won't just turn around the tanker. You'll shrink the tanker so that it becomes a pleasure yacht and then a speedboat and then a jet ski, very agile and can move in any direction. In the future, you'll be thinking mostly wonderful thoughts, getting inspired ideas, feeling very good, and then you'll receive a negative thought. One negative thought. And you'll say, this is not aligned with who I am. This is amazing. I really notice this negative thought right now. It's just popping up. And then you'll process that negative thought or that resistant thought by saying, it is not true. It's just a limited thought. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. It's not true. It's not even my thought. So the thoughts you're thinking that you think you're self-flagellating yourself are not your thoughts. They're just coming from a stream of consciousness that you happen to be hooked into because you're perceiving your reality in a resistant way. When you give up that resistance, which you will learn how to do, when you give up that resistance, you will naturally float to the top like a cork, bobbing on the top and receiving Source energy just as you would receiving the sun's sunlight.
Okay.
Excellent.
I would like to just feel inspired to say that I've been where you are, and I perceive you as my perception of Source as a being of beautiful light. You're a high vibrational person that has come a long, long ways. And the questions you ask, it's evident to me. And yeah, so you're doing
Thank
great.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Is that going to be me?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Regarding inspired thoughts, I think my dog is inspired to have a drink here. If I receive an inspired thought and I act on it, which I do most of the time, and if I receive a thought, maybe an idea, if it's an idea, just a general idea, maybe something to write about, maybe something for a song idea, or just something I want to explore a little more. And if I am unable, like if I forget the, well, hold on, I'm going to back up. If I have the thought and it's just the thought and I'm exploring it and I'm not thinking about what I need to do to accomplish it, but I'm just having fun with the thought, what is the, how is it expressed other than physically writing a thought down or doing the action? Like, is it comparative in this physical reality to explore the thought rather than taking the action? Do you know what I'm saying?
Exploring the thought is fear.
But if I get the idea, say it's a wonderful idea.
If you get the wonderful idea in the shower, get out of the shower. If you have a wonderful idea driving the car, pull over. You can take the action that you're inspired to take in the minute, all the time, always, every time. The idea cannot come to you at a wrong time because there is no wrong. You may think that you're doing something that you can't stop, but that's just your limited approach to life. You can always stop. You can always take the action. You can always do something. Now, the action that you might think, if you are having the idea, let's go on a ski vacation. Well, you think to yourself, oh, I can always research that later. But that's if you imagine out that the whole idea is you're going with friends to a resort to go skiing, blah, blah, blah. That's not what the inspiration is. The inspiration is, what can you do in that moment? Well, I can research something about ski resorts or look at flights or whatever comes to you, you see? And that's the action to take. And through the expansion that occurs during that action, which could lead to something completely different, because the universe knows how to get you where you need to go if you take the steps. If you follow the breadcrumbs, you will get there, but you can't imagine it at the first step because you can't see where the staircase goes to. So we say, receive the inspiration, take whatever action you can in the time. If you can't do anything, if it's physically impossible, if you're in the middle of climbing the face of a mountain and you can't just jump down, run home, do whatever you need to do, then maybe write it down or record it into your phone. Do something. Here's the interesting thing. You are expanding billions of times a second. You're expanding every time you have any experience. You're constantly changing. And your vibration is constantly in flux. So imagine that this is the universe's largest radio dial. And you're dialing to tune in a station. And as you dial, that represents you changing your vibration. And then you hear a station. You hear something. Some music comes through. And you say, oh, this sounds pretty good. What is this? And you dial it in. That's like you when you're able to receive the inspired idea. At that moment, you are the one who in the planet is most receptive to that idea at that time. And so you receive the idea. You receive every single thing that comes into your life. You don't do or create anything. It's all received. And then you take an action which expands you to a new vibrational point. And so you tune the dial in a little more and you get another signal, a different signal. It may have nothing to do. The previous signal might have been jazz and this signal might have been rock. You understand? Yeah. But if you don't act on the inspiration, well, that's gone and you haven't had the expansion that the universe was leading you towards. Nothing is wrong with that because the universe is always bringing you more, always bringing you more. But when you say that you receive inspiration and you act on it all day, all the time, we would like to differ with you. We'd like to say that if that was true, then you would be in a different place than you are now. What's actually happening is you're receiving inspirational time. Most of it, you don't aren't even aware of it because your limiting beliefs are knocking it out of the way. And the amount that does come through, you're judging it. Oh, that's not a big deal. Oh, that's not for me. Oh, that's not necessary to do right now. Oh, I'll remember and do it later. And then you forget. Oh, I'll remember and do it later. Then you forget. Oh, I'll remember and do it next time. Then you never do it. You see? You might possibly be acting on 0.1% of all the inspiration you get. And you say, if that's not even inspiration, that's just a crazy thought. It's inspiration. If you're in alignment and you receive an idea, you can create more in half an hour than most people create in a month. It'll be so easy and so unbelievably productive. And you'll look and you'll say, this is genius. This is amazing. This is amazing. Look at how it led from one thing to the other thing to the other thing. It's just this idea, where did that come from? And if you can get into that mode of thinking, but here's the problem. On every single inspired idea that you get, you have fear. Every single one. Always. All inspiration bumps up to some limiting belief and triggers some fear. And because you can't understand or you don't actually know how magical these ideas are, especially when you line them up together and you follow a path and you're focused, you tend to say, that's just not important. It's not even an inspiration. And the fear is, you don't even recognize it as fear. I can do it later. That's fear. That's the same fear as saying, I cannot do this thing I'm inspired to do. No difference at all. The interesting thing about physical reality with the presence of this thing you call time is that you tend to say, I can do it later. Well, that's not true because you'll never get to later because it's always a now experience. Always a now experience. You think that there's a past and a future, but that's like saying that there's a past and a future of a movie. It's just photographs. It's still frames strung together. And you aren't present enough in the moment to realize the spectacular nature of everything that's happening in this moment because you're focused on the future of the past. You might regret the past. You might worry about the future. You might think that things should be different than they are. You might think that you should be different than you are. There's nothing wrong with this at all. This is just a game. And all we're doing is coming to show you a perspective from the non-physical side of it. In the non-physical, we exist only in the moment. To us, there is nothing else happening in the entire universe than this conversation we're having with you right now. We don't know what the past is. We don't care what the future is. We don't care. You know why? Because we know it's all perfect. It's all perfect. It's always been that way. It's eternally perfect. Everything's perfect. And so if you miss the inspiration, that's perfect as well. And the only reason we're coming here to say anything at all is because you've asked the question and other people have asked the question. And you've asked it with enough emotion that has brought us down from the heavens through Gary to explain it from another perspective. But if we were living in your physical shoes, for one, we would realize we're source. Maybe not. Maybe we would. We don't know. You don't seem to, but we think we would. We would at least entertain the idea that we're source, and if we're source, we're perfect.
Hello?
And everything in the past has been perfect. Everything in the future is perfect. We have nothing to worry about.
No.
There is nothing to worry about.
Did you do yours?
Well, I warmed it up, but
let's.
And I tried to eat it, and I remembered that.
And that as things unfold, if you're looking from the higher perspective, you will see the perfection of it all. In the understanding of the perfection of the system, which includes yourself and every decision you've ever made and every decision you will make, you must know that all you really need to do is be more aware that things are working out, more aware that you're source, more aware that you actually have this power. and more aware that the only thing that matters is the present moment. And if you could act on an idea in the moment a couple more times a day, well, then you would just simply be on a true path of self-discovery rather than the path of discovering who you're not. And that's what you have come to bring us forward through. That's why you have come. That's why you've come to this planet. You've come to this planet. You've lived this life. You've arrived here so that you could ask this question. And we have come to answer your question. We have lined up. So you had the inspiration to ask this question. You had a little fear leading up to the question, but you pushed past the fear. You asked this question. We gave you this answer. And this question not only enhances your experience of physical reality and allows you to move more along your inspired path to discover your true self, but everyone else who's listening to this question now, and everyone who will ever listen to this question in the future, ever. And by asking this question, you've expanded, and we've expanded, and we are thrilled in the expansion. And everyone who's listened to this question has expanded to some degree. And now others are able to ask similar questions or even different questions because you've expanded the entire human consciousness by this one question, which you just thought was a silly question, an insignificant little question, a little question that anyone could have asked that is not carry that much importance. Do you see how you aren't understanding the magnificence of every single thing you do and say and be? Do you realize that? Can you see now in your head that this question that seems not that important on the grand scheme of things has actually moved the entire planet forward? And that's true of every inspired idea you ever have and every single thing you ever do. It doesn't matter if you're brushing your teeth, loading the dishes, or writing a hit song. It's all exactly the same. If it's done with the intention and the love and the understanding of your magnificence, it has the exact same power that powers the sun. Exactly. There is a force behind this. And as you move, we'll start in the beginning. As you make it your priority to feel good, you will find yourself more and more and more in alignment. And in alignment, you are receptive to these inspired ideas. When you receive an idea and realize that is a gift literally from God, which is actually from yourself to you, your inner self sending you the thought, your inner self saying, Lisa, here's a thought for you. This is what you want. This is what you've been waiting for. You've lined up with it. You've gotten everything perfect so that you're now tuned in to this magnificent nugget that we are going to bestow on you. Please take it, and you take it, and you stop what you're doing, and maybe you write it down, maybe you do whatever you can do. And that act makes you available to more inspiration, and more and more and more. The action aspect of physical reality is how you become a vibrational match to everything you want. Once you've become a vibrational match, it appears. It appears. Possibly not what you think it's going to look like, but it will come to you. And so if you can keep an awareness of your greater power and your gifts and your talents and your attributes and hold it in high regard and regard yourself as the most incredible creature ever to bestow their grace onto this planet ever, well, then you will receive a reality that matches that. And if you were to perceive yourself as that, then any inspired idea that came to you would be a gift from God.
That's beautiful. So I receive the idea. I write it down. I love it. What a great idea. Thank you, me, it's down. Can it be finished? That's done. Unless I'm inspired to follow up on it. It's like I'm picking.
Why wouldn't you be inspired to follow up on this wonderful idea?
I've because there's so many other wonderful ideas coming through, I guess, potentially.
So you want to pick and choose which ones?
Well, I sometimes have so many that I'm overwhelmed.
Example of an inspired idea that you've had recently?
Inspired idea was that I didn't actually follow through on. It was just the idea. It was to write a song.
To write a song?
Yes.
And
about a certain subject.
And you just didn't do anything? You thought about the song?
Yeah.
You just thought about the song instead of writing it down?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And I haven't written it yet.
Because why?
Because I have fear of taking the time to do it.
Fear. Yeah. Exactly. There's no time. Yeah. There is no time. Yeah. Do you know that some of the greatest songs ever written took a minute?
Yeah.
You know that some of the greatest books ever written took a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Do you know that anything that comes out of inspiration doesn't take time? And in fact, there's nothing that you could rather be doing. There's nothing you could rather be doing than acting on inspiration. But there's fear. And if you can identify that fear, well, you've got half the problem solved. Because would writing that song lead to your death the moment you finished it?
Probably not.
So is the fear rational or irrational?
Absolutely irrational.
And do you want to be rational or irrational?
Rational.
Does your life reflect a rational human being or an irrational human being?
Pretty well rational, yeah.
Irrational, we would say. We would say absolutely irrational. So if you want to move towards more love, then you push past the irrational fears and you make decisions based in love. And that's the rational decision to make. You don't have to if you don't want to. But if you want the spectacular life that you dream of, that's where it is. That's where it is. That's where it is. That's where it is. And it'll be scary to go there because you'll have to push past more and more irrational fear. But each time you do, you get a bit of confidence. So the next time you get an irrational fear, it won't seem as intense. And you can push past that one and that one and that one. And that is the promised land. We promise you the promised land is over there. Excellent question.
Thank you.
Who's next?
Hi, can I ask a question, please?
Yes.
Is it okay if I go?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was inspired by Lisa's question. And my question is also about unfinished projects. I do have quite a few that I do feel very inspired to start and super excited. And then somehow I just lose that inspiration.
Good. Excellent.
And I move to something else.
You expanded through the process of starting those projects. That's it.
But
you're attached to an outcome.
Yes.
Because you say a good person finishes everything. A good person has all these accomplishments. A good person has this and this and this to show for themselves. And that proves they're worthy. I can't finish these things, which proves I'm not worthy, or proves I'm not good, or proves that I start things and don't finish them. When we're talking about action, we're saying, in the moment, act on inspiration. And then you're done. That you're done. And that inspiration may last a minute or 15 hours. Then you have expanded through that action. And now you're at a new place. Then you receive another inspired idea. Well, it could be to continue that thing you were doing. But here's the thing. You'll feel fear. You see, you started something. It was wonderful. It was exciting. And maybe you did it a couple days in a row or a few days in a row or strung together some time. And you gained a bit of momentum. And then you wake up one day and you say, oh, it's Saturday. I need to go do my errands. And so you don't do it. Well, why didn't you do it? Because you had fear. Fear of what? Maybe not having enough time. Was that a rational fear or an irrational fear? It's an irrational fear, you see. So now you're building a momentum towards more fear. So then it's Sunday. Oh, Sunday we have a lunch to go to. We have a picnic. I'll do it again on Monday. And then Monday comes around, and like all Mondays, it's the busiest day of the week. Oh, well, I have to do it on Tuesday. And now you've erased the momentum of the project you started, and you've built a new momentum of fear. How do you erase the new momentum of fear? You just get back into it, and you start again. You see, you can access the inspiration of anything you've ever done if you will just sit down and throw a bit of time at it and say, I am here for the next 25 minutes. You can set a little timer on your phone, and you say, what am I doing here? Okay, all right, okay, let me just start. And you start. And before you know it, you're done before the timer even is done. And you can go about your day and have fun and work on some other inspired ideas, and then come back. You have the same inspiration in the morning, come back and do the same thing again. And now you build up a momentum of love. Now, many times your project is simply to get you to a level. Maybe you need to learn something about a new technology. And so you have to research the technology in order to do what you're doing. And then you find how that works and you figure that out. And maybe that thing is for the next thing. Gary was inspired to write a little book about marketing years before we came along. And as he wrote this little thin book, which is basically just a string of articles put together and little things that connect them, he had to go through the process of publishing a book. And so he never did anything with that book. It was just for fun. It never went anywhere. He kept thinking, well, why isn't this business going anywhere? Never did. And then life took his part, and he thought that was a unfinished project. Even though the book was done, nothing ever happened to it. But then when it came time for us to write a book, and it came through this 122,000 word book in half an hour, 40 minutes a day for 8 weeks, where he woke up, got on his computer, and just started typing 2-3 pages a day. In 8 weeks, this book was done. And then he published it. And he knew exactly how, because he had worked on that book before. Mm-hmm. And it was easy and effortless. He knew how to get it edited. He knew how to do the cover. He knew how to do everything. If he hadn't had that experience that he was led to, that he was inspired to before, that led to nothing, then when this came, it would have been frustrating instead of it was easy. Do you see how the universe is always working for you, is always leading you everywhere you need to go? There are no accidents, there are no mistakes. So think about now the project that you're most interested in.
You want me to give you an example?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm just going to give you an example of, I felt inspired to, sometimes I write, and so I felt inspired to write a play, and it just came through me, the skeleton came through me so easy. And then I just lost that inspiration, and I started sketching.
We would say that you did not lose the inspiration on that one. You got yourself involved. You said, oh, this is coming through. This is so interesting. Oh, this is so, it's awesome. But now, where's it going to go from now? How am I going to figure this out? Is anyone ever, I'm not a playwright. What's going to come from it? I should be doing something else. Do you see this is all fear? You're attaching your value to it. You're attaching an outcome. And you're considering that it could be a waste of time. Now, these are all thoughts that come from a stream of consciousness. Which stream of consciousness do you think these thoughts come from? These resistant thoughts. They're coming from the stream of consciousness of fear and lack that are telling you, it's too much effort. You don't know what you're doing. No one's ever going to read this play. But the play is coming because you're the path of least resistance. Only you have your experiences. Only you have read those books. Only you like those characters. Only you have this sense of geography or the sense of history or whatever it is that only you have, plus all the lifetimes you've ever lived before. All of these characters that you know perfectly well, that you know perfectly where, are ready to come through you in full detail, effortlessly and easily. But you're doing it for an outcome. And instead of doing it for just the joy of writing, just that joy. Mm-hmm. Now, what is more spectacular than that is if you could say, I'm going to commit half an hour to this play every day. And then you sit by that and you build a momentum day after day. And you worry not if nothing comes. You worry not if something completely different comes. You're just typing, typing, typing. You receive a thought, you type it out. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's what they would say. Oh, that sounds really like what they would say. How interesting. When does the play take place?
During COVID, the beginning.
Excellent. Excellent. The COVID romance, the COVID mysteries, the COVID diaries. Fantastic.
A comedy.
Exactly.
That I know during COVID.
And so this is a fun idea, and you can play around with the idea, but if you have attachment to an outcome, or if you attach your value to it, or if you worry about what else you could be doing, then you rob yourself of the joy of creation. And you are a creator. This is why you're here. So all of your creative abilities are simply being channeled from the non-physical to the physical. You are not writing it. It's being written through you.
Right. Yeah, I think the attachment to the outcome definitely threw me off. Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Who's next?
Gary, I have a question.
Yes, Hector.
And talking about fear, what I understand that the whole bootcamp is about pushing past fear. But what when the fear is so paralyzing that you can't even think clearly, yet receive or understand or feel intuition or inspiration?
If you're not receiving inspiration, then there's no fear to push past. However, if you're receiving an urge to change the condition, there will also be fear there. If you are really angry and you just want to punch the wall, but you know it's going to hurt, that's fear. And so you don't act on the urge. Isn't it a wonderful thing? If you receive great inspiration, but you can't see where it leads and you think it's going to take a lot of time, so you don't act on the inspiration, that's fear. And so you don't act. You don't move forward. If you're receiving inspiration and you cannot push past the fear, then you must understand that there is a limiting belief. The limiting belief has been triggered by your inspiration, by that idea. You see, you're not going to be inspired to do the same old thing you've always done. You're going to be inspired to do something new. This experience is always about the new. Physical reality, the experience of life, is always about the new. What's new? What's new? What's new? Where can I go? How can I do something new? How can I do this thing I'm inspired to do? How can I figure this out? Because it's new, it will always rub up against a limiting belief. Because without the limiting belief, you'd already be there. So you're making your way to this new reality that's calling for you, that you've asked for, that's been asked for since you thought about coming into physical reality with your pre-birth intentions. The true you is waiting for you to find yourself, you see. That's your true inspired path. That is the journey from where you are now to greater authenticity. And so you'll be inspired to actions that will take you in that direction. It may not lead to what you think you want, but it'll lead to everything you truly want. But the key is to get into a state of alignment so that you're ready for inspiration. And to understand that when you do receive that inspiration, it'll always rub up against the limiting belief. And the outcome is that fear, I don't want to do this thing I'm inspired to do. Or I can't do this thing I'm inspired to do. Or this thing I'm inspired to do is not for me. Or I can do it later. Fear. Now, what you can do is process the limiting belief. You can take out one of your manifestation event forms because this is a manifestation event. And you can find that fear. You can think about the emotion. You can understand the limiting belief. And then you can write it all down. And you can find evidence that proves that limiting belief is false. If you can do that, the fear will subside and you can take the action. Now, another thing about the inspiration, it's always going to be baby steps. And you will never receive inspiration that you cannot physically do. But from your perspective, it sounds like, well, if I do this thing, what will people think? If I do this thing, might I lose something I already have? If I do this thing, it might lead to people not liking me. Gary didn't post very much about Joshua on his personal Facebook page until last year. Why? Because he thought his old friends, who didn't really know what he was doing, would think he was weird. This is a consistent limiting belief that Gary has overcome over the years. And now he's very comfortable, because he's pushed past enough fear, posting about our teachings on his personal Facebook page. Everything that you think that limits you, and even the things that you are not aware of, are not true. None of them are true. Everything you fear is also not true. You exist where you are now at the perfect place to move towards greater awareness of who you are. That's what you came for. So from our perspective, and your inner self's perspective, and source's perspective, and everyone's perspective, you are at the perfect place, and there is nothing to fear. Everything is working out for you. You've done every single thing you've needed to do to arrive here at this moment perfectly. You have never made a mistake. You have never made a wrong decision, but you've had doubt. Why? Because you're tapped into a stream of consciousness that humans have existed in for eons, a stream of consciousness of fear. Don't put yourself out there. You'll be rejected. Don't be different than the crowd. They'll kick you out of the tribe. Fear that was prevalent 1,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago, it's still in that stream of consciousness. And you're tapping into it when you think something is wrong, especially when you think that you're wrong, that you've made a mistake, that you've handled things improperly, whatever it is, you see. It'll never lead to anything other than, well, we should say this. In that stream of consciousness of fear, you'll receive urges to change the conditions. Those urges will say things like, I have to improve myself. I have to control the people around me, and I have to control the conditions in order for me to receive the love and acceptance that I so desire. That is an urge coming from a stream of consciousness that is not effective. And if you act on the urge, try to improve yourself, or self-flagellate yourself, or try to control someone else, or try to change the conditions. If you act on these urges, you'll be undergoing a new exploration centered around who you are not, your inauthentic self. It'll not be wrong, because you'll expand through that, but you'll expand in suffering. It won't be fun. It will not be enjoyable. It'll be like effort and struggle. You'll not get the results that you want. It'll not get you anything that you want. It'll just be more time in the detour. But eventually, you'll come back into alignment, into feeling good. And then you'll receive inspiration. And that inspiration will always lead you towards who you authentically are. So if you're in fear now, don't do anything. If you have a moment of inspiration, you had a moment of inspiration to call Gary and talk about the boot camp. You had fear then. You pushed past that fear. You took the steps. You had the call. Was the call valuable to you? Did you enjoy the call? Yeah. And so all that fear that you had about talking to Gary was for naught. And now when you look back, you think, did I even have fear? And of course you did, but somehow you pushed past it. And this is what happens when you expand through any experience where you've pushed past fear to act on some inspiration. You've come to a new level of growth and a new perspective. And when you look back at the version of you that was afraid to do this thing, you think that's crazy. It all worked out. So when you think about moving forward towards anything you're inspired to do, and you think about the fear, you must remember, I've acted on lots of inspiration, and it's always led me further along. And I've always found something wonderful in that action. The fear that you feel is simply because you're looking at an illusion of reality. You are saying to yourself, where I am now is imperfect. That's an illusion. From our perspective, We know for certain that where you are now is perfect for where you are going to go. And if you were not here now, you couldn't get there, and you want to get there. So everything is working out. You're feeling bad because you're arguing with your inner self, who also knows that where you are is perfect, and that at this spot, you are perfectly ready to travel to where you want to go. But you're looking at it from a limited perspective, saying, I wish I was already there. But that wouldn't make any sense because you want the journey, not the destination. And to get to where you want to go, you have to go through all the steps. But all the steps are fun. The steps themselves are easy and fun and delicious and joyous. It's just that little bit of fear upon taking each step. Get better at that fear. Look at yourself in the higher perspective. Imagine that everything's working out perfectly. And you'll build momentum as you take one step, wait, receive more inspiration, take another step, wait, receive more inspiration, push past fear, take another step, continually, that will lead you to higher experiences, more abundance, more freedom, more joy, more satisfaction, more energy, more effectiveness in everything you do, more understanding of who you truly are with every step, and more fear every time. Because every time you take a step, you'll feel fear. So the fear is never going away. Get used to the fear. Just get good at pushing past it. And if you admire anyone who's living an amazing life, it's because they've just gotten good at pushing past fear. That's all. That's the only difference, because you are equal to them. Where you think you are compared to them is simply because you haven't pushed past enough fear. That's it. But since you know the background story, since you're learning about who you truly are and how the system works, where they don't even know it, they've just been naturally doing it because their desires are so strong that they'll push past any fear to get what they think they want, you know how the system works, or you will learn it to a greater degree. And it'll be easier for you and more magnificent for you, and you won't have to chase the same old Western ideal of success. Instead, you can follow this path of self-discovery and become powerful in that. And who you truly want to be is who you intended to be, is who you truly are, which is this beacon of love. And as this beacon of love, you have to be a human of fear, because you have to go through the experience of fear to become the beacon of love that you intended to be, so that your light will shine so brightly that every other human that had the same fears you had will see how you see your light, and they will want to go towards that light, and you will be this example that they can move towards. This is what you want, but you couldn't get there if you weren't in fear. Everything you want is on the other side of that fear, but you wanted the fear as well, so that you could overcome it and look back and say, look at what I did. That was amazing. I want to show other people how to do exactly what I did.
Okay, so I have to get used to it.
Get used to it. It's not going to go away.
Get over it.
Look at it from a different perspective. Look at everything from the higher perspective. Understand this is just a game. There's nothing serious going on here. You are so attached to what people think of you, being good, this idea that you need to improve. Let all that go.
To be accepted.
Let all that go. Yeah. You can't be accepted. Gary was watching a documentary about George Harrison of the Beatles. Those teenagers at the concerts who were screaming and passing out because they accepted the Beatles so much. They were the feeling of love came through source, through those people in the audience who were totally in rapture with the Beatles. Did the Beatles feel accepted? No, because no one could hear the music. It was so loud. Did the audience understand who the Beatles were? Not at all. They had no idea. It was just a representation of their fantasy on that stage. No, if you think you want acceptance, then what would happen would be all these people coming at your ankles, passing out, screaming, And they wouldn't even be actually knowing you anyway, because no one can know you, you see. You only are a representation to them. And you're only a representation of love or fear. If you're a representation of love to them, based on their set of beliefs that you cannot control, then they will accept you because you don't cause them fear. If you do anything that causes them fear, then they're going to feel fear, dip into the stream of consciousness, bring up an urge to change the conditions, and they'll want to change you. It's not that they don't accept you. It's that something that you said or did causes them to feel fear because it's triggered one of their limiting beliefs. Are you going to go around the world trying to figure out everyone's limiting beliefs or walk on eggshells around anyone? Or are you going to stand in your power and let them have their manifestation event? You can't get their acceptance. You can't get their love. It's all an illusion. Love comes only from within. And as you express your love to them, which means your acceptance of them wherever they are, even if they don't accept you, then you feel love coming from source. That's what you intended. That's what all of you intended. That's what every human intended. Every human intended. But somehow, you found your way here to this information. Think about that. There's a handful of you here compared to the billions living on this planet. No. They're not where you are. How did you get here? Because you're far more powerful than you think. And the life that you've led has worked out perfectly to give you with a perfect set of beliefs so that you got yourself here. And from this point forward, you can be, do, and have anything you want. And the more you follow your inspired path to become who you authentically come, the more delicious this life will be. You have a choice. You can live in victimhood, in a state of fear, and constantly receive thoughts of fear. Or you could live as the creator of your reality, figure out a way to find your alignment, receive inspiration, and then get the fear triggered by that. But that fear is way more exciting than the wallowing in fear of the victim. The fear that the creator encounters is that upon taking a stand and taking action and becoming who you truly are. When you follow that path, as you have been following it, when you embrace that path, when you embrace who you truly are, this is a journey. You won't get there right away. You will go along this journey. But to understand who you are and to realize you would not want to be anyone else on this entire planet, that's a delicious feeling, and that's where you're headed. That's where you're all headed. And with that, we are complete.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Joshua Live. If you have a question you would like Joshua to answer on the show, send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/teachingsofjoshua. As always, remember that you are loved more than you can imagine by more than you could ever count. We'll see you next time.